I am here with Judy Steiner. She is the Event Management Director at BYU-Idaho. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. And we are talking about Education Week, which is coming up. It's on August 2nd through the 4th.
Right.
And what is Education Week?
Education Week is a wonderful opportunity for individuals or families or friends to get together and to learn and to participate in the fun activities they have here on campus.
Okay. And how long has Education Week been going
on? It's been going about 24 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And how many people come on average?
Last year we had 2,500 people, so we're hoping for that many or maybe even a few more.
Okay, perfect. And what are some of those activities that people can expect?
Well, they can do the ropes course. They can do roller skating, swimming, bowling. We have a family dance. We have a Lexi Walker concert. We have a Passover dinner. We have all kinds of fun stuff for them to do.
Perfect. And how has it grown over the years or evolved?
Well, it used to be that it was mostly just adults, okay. That it was just an adult education week. And the last few years, they decided to try and make it a family event. Okay. And so we've created a whole youth program for children from 6 on up through 17. They can come and do youth-oriented classes. Yeah. And so whole families can come and do something fun.
Perfect. Yeah, when I first heard of Education Week, it was mostly directed towards adults. So I'm like, oh, okay, there's stuff for the youth and families. So it's a great way to bring your whole families in.
Oh, yes, and they just have a great time. It's really fun.
Yeah, and what's the schedule like? Is there a schedule set for Education Week, or how does it work?
Yeah, we start off on Thursday morning, and we start off with a keynote speaker. So Dean Hughes is our keynote speaker. He's a very well-known author. We're excited to have him. And then they have classes all throughout the day with a devotional in the afternoon. And then that night is when they do the family dance, and then they do the Passover dinner, everything on Thursday. And then we start off again Friday with classes throughout the day. We have a devotional speaker that afternoon, and then we'll have the concert on Friday night. Okay. And then we have more classes on Saturday with our concluding speaker, who is Al Caraway, who's okay. going to be our concluding speaker about 2:20 in the afternoon.
Okay. And is there a theme for devotion?
It's just lifelong education.
Okay, perfect. And where can people find general information about this event?
At the BYUI website and okay. just /Education Week.
Okay. And what is the main takeaway that people take from this week?
Well, the fun thing is that people can take whatever they come looking for. If you want classes on self-help, you can get it. If you want okay. religion classes, you can get them. So we have over 60 teachers, so there's okay. a wide variety of classes, and the people can come and get what they need from Education Week.
Oh, that's awesome. And is there volunteer opportunities, or is it all
students? Oh, yes. We have lots of hosting opportunities, so people who want to host, who would get a free ticket to come to Education Week if they did. And then we also are looking for new teachers all the time. So if you want to teach, you can apply to be a teacher also.
Perfect. Is there any other information that other people might want to know?
I think that really covers it. I mean, we're just really excited. It's a great opportunity. It's a good time to be in Rexburg. I mean, beautiful weather, beautiful yeah. campus, and it's a fun family thing to do, and it's really inexpensive. If you do the early bird sign up by July 28th, it's only $35 a person.
Okay.
So it's very reasonable.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's a great event to not only learn and, you know, gain new experiences, but really have fun with your whole family or
oh,
as
yes.
an individual.
Absolutely.
Perfect. And again, what were the dates for Education Week?
It's August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.